Okay, play out. Yeah, you know, I mean, we were, I'm thinking back, looking back here at the 70s when I joined the ISKCON, Krishna Consciousness Movement. And we were talking the other day and realized that we were pioneers, actually. Because it was very different back then. It was just total engagement for most of us. I mean, you stepped into that movement and yep, there you were, brahmachari, owning only a sleeping bag and a little hockey bag of your personal belongings, ready to go anywhere and do anything for Prabhupada and the ISKCON movement. And for Krishna. And I mean, that's a glorious dedication, isn't it? And we worked hard, boys and girls. Whew. Probably the girls harder than the boys. I mean, and the thing is, we were just kids that dropped in from the cold, so to speak. I mean, most of us had absolutely no experience in running organizations or anything like that, or building or making money to finance the whole thing. But to speak of the spiritual. Roles there, teaching knowledge. So we were so new, and I mean, I still consider myself a beginner. That's why I call this channel that. And that's also why I thought I want to speak like this a bit today. You know, that was life. I don't know how it is today in general. I'm more living like most of us do now, my own life, my own family and my own job and apartment, you know. So, but at that time, there was nothing like that. Not for the saffron people, you know, the brahmacharis and the brahmacharinis and also for most of the married ones. We just worked for the temple that we lived in. least it was like that very much here. And if you didn't live in the temple community, you were a Krishna's friend. Yeah, that meant, well, we invented that after a while, but you were simply out there, you know, karma or something. Yeah, we were quite heavy on that. Us and them, which I think was a big mistake. But, you know, we worked. We really served Krishna, and we had this idea, you know, only sleep 6 hours and the rest of the hours you work for Prabhupada and Krishna. Eat some little bit, but, you know, and no free Saturdays and Sundays or vacation in the summer. No, no, just one every day. And, you know, building temples, although having no building experience, just learning by doing it and asking around. I mean, I learned so many things in that way. I want to do this, or I've been told to do that by my leader, so I have to figure out how to do it. So, you know, how, just go to someone, some company, or some people who are good at it and learn from them. Ask questions. And that way we learned, and some better, some less. And of course there were guys there, mainly guys who sat there as temple presidents. I mean, what a fine title. Leaders of rather big projects with a whole crew of young, strong, dedicated people working and surrendering to whatever they are told to. You know, in the beginning it was like that. I mean, which of course put a lot of responsibility on your shoulders. And I would say that those who survived that did it by humility, by understanding, gosh, you know, I'm learning by doing here. But others thought, I'm great. Now I'm a great leader. And I am chosen by God to be their master. So, I mean, lots of really stupid and sometimes harmful mistakes were done. I used to say that it was like a social experiment with your life at stake. That's how, you know, some of us surrender to God, Krishna. And I'm happy to see that most that I know from that time are living happy lives now and saying often that, you know, just as I say, Krishna took care of me. Just as he promises there in the Bhagavad Gita. Well, yeah. Many will say also that ISKCON couldn't take care of me. Although I gave the best of my years to building up that ISKCON. But then I say that this is another one of those to learn from and to learn how to do it right. And I would say that probably the right thing is that ISKCON shouldn't take care of us. And Well, I mean, spiritually, of course, but not economically or this or that, unless you're a monk or nun. But as a community should take care of us, we taking care of each other by sharing, helping each other to take care of ourselves, starting companies or helping, educating the youngsters so they can get good lives and live the life and do the mission that they are born for doing. We all have our personal life mission. So that's what we should help each other to find, rather than removing our individuality and turn us all into some kind of Vaishnava clones, which sometimes happen too. We're not encouraged or even allowed to by the social pressure to be ourselves. Because that was that old karma you or something like that. And thus we couldn't really appreciate and see each other fully. Which was also bad for the movement, because there were some very qualified people there who were not seen, and then there were others not very qualified doing jobs that they would have been better at doing, because they were ambitious and wanted to be tough big guys and whatever. So yeah, that's the way it worked. But yes, work. What a work. And even although we need to, of course, admit the mistakes, I have seen and I saw very much, and I think more than out there in the rest of society, very honest and sincere work by many devotees who really sincerely did it for the service and do it for the service of Guru and Krishna, as we say. For service of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement, that he so dearly wanted us to help to build up and maintain. And although the leaders up there, were handling the money and the manpower and woman power, may have been completely unqualified or not very qualified as leaders or as managers. And although, yes, some took advantage, as maybe still do, in all honesty, putting aside a little extra for themselves, And sometimes there were trickery or different kinds, shady things that we used to call it. But mostly that was done with this kind of moral excuse of, if you do it for Krishna, then it's always good anyway. which one should be careful about. Then you can could just go out and steal for Krishna, and that would be good, right? But then you're all in prison, so there are laws, and there is, you know, there is also ways to treat people, each other. It's not that the Vaishnavas are above ethics and morality. On the contrary, I mean, these qualities that Vaishnavas should have, the Vaishnava qualities are there, you know. I mean, it takes maybe a while to develop those qualities when you come from a completely different background, you know, having grown up in the 60s of America and Europe, drugs, sex and rock and roll. Somehow or other, beautiful temples were built. Then sometimes not maintained well later, and I don't know where they are now. So from that we can of course learn also that it's not just about building buildings and having big buildings to show that you are someone, or to gather people in. But now, and then also I would say, it's about, well, someone can say building congregations and organization, but I would more say community, friendship. Collaborations. Built on, you know, respect and cooperation and teamwork and friendship between devotees. That's, well, if you look in the bylaws, the seven principles of Iskona Prabhupada gave, he writes it there. This movement is meant for bringing the members closer to each other, making friends and all that, to support each other, not to be a big country ruled by some little kings. And someone may say, but Varnashram, Prabhupada wanted Varnashram. I think, and this is what I say today, think what you want about that. But that he meant or means today, to learn to live as devotees of God in a society, and to learn to influence that society more towards God consciousness. They're already brahmanas, intellectuals. They're already leaders, managers, kshatriyas, military, business people, farmers, workers, handcrafts, people, and so on. it's not that we have to create new ones. We are here, and we should rather learn how to find our own, you know, if we are young, to find our own social role. And that's what parents and school should help teaching us. But then ISKCON can teach, the Vaishnava devotees, the Sankirtaners, those who want to, those who work for that mission that Srila Prabhupada and the other acharyas started, you know, to spread this Krishna consciousness out in society. Wherever you work, or company, or business, this and that, you can do it in a Krishna, you can be Krishna conscious, first of all, and you can figure out how to do it maybe for Krishna, if you have some control there. Or, you know, the more devotees are out there in the businesses and the leadership positions and wherever, the more influence the devotees will have in society. And then, of course, on top of that, most important, the intellectuals. You have this academia there. These are power positions. Intellectual power is important. There should be Vaishnavas there. That's, I would say, where ISKCON, what is the purpose of ISKCON, could mainly and should mainly be focused on, which I also understand from the instructions and so that Srila Prabhupada gave and the encouragement he gave to those who started the Krishna Consciousness Movement here in Sweden, Vegavandas and Aditas and their wives and some others. Yes, you should go to the tops, up in the top in the universities. The politicians are listening to those. The leaders are learning from those. So yeah, to me at least, that's my view on Varnashram. But just find yourself, and that's what I'm telling to my sons, who are now 19, looking at this life that is all of a sudden opening up in front of you at that age, and what am I going to do? A mix of anticipation, adventure, and some little So yeah. But nothing to fear. Because we have been born, and this is what I learned in learning the, you know, about this Varnashram. We are born with a certain nature, things that we are good at and like to do, and can therefore become experts at. But then, you know, we learn how to do that. To do that in Krishna consciousness, which will put it all in a proper perspective there. And I don't mean that we just, you know, renounce our allegiance to some faith system or something, then I'm good. But the way we live as devotees towards the people around us, and that's also something we did a lot of mistakes in the past, because we thought that just because of joining this Hare Krishna movement, then we are Brahmanas, so we are this or that, we are Vaishnavas, you know, we are on top of it. We are good. And then of course we learn also that we are totally fallen and bad, so we have to work harder for the temple president. But, you know, towards people out there, the rest of them, we are the best. Yep, that's what we thought. But then you have to say, of course, that you are the lowest of the low. So, kind of a little bit of contradictory situation. But again, you know, someone with a title or a diploma or whatever, a certain dress, may think that now, yes, now I'm good here. I'm a priest or I'm a professor or whatever. But really, it's about how we are in our heart, our view on ourselves, what makes us happy and satisfied in life, what are we striving for, what are we working for, each one of us. And then as a collective, of course, we are only, you know, the society that we call it is just us. The collective us, and how you and you and me are. For real, at heart, that's how the collective would be too. And that's why sometimes you see people who think that just by joining a religion or something, they are automatically superior or good or pious or whatever. And then they look down upon those who are outsiders or whatever, and sometimes treat others badly. But then, you know, then you are bad. Of course, we're all ultimately good, but then you are, you know, you're influenced by badness. And if you have a group of such people, even if they call themselves the chosen ones, but they behave bad towards others who are not of their religion or their nationality or their whatever, such as we find today on earth at a certain place, then, you know, you're bad. It's going to be a bad society. You can't hide behind a good, nice facade, you know, or a temple or a church or whatever. So here we are, and I think that's good. How am I going to act today, tomorrow, the rest of my life? And when I talk to my, you know, we sit and talk, me and my boys, I mean, I try my best as a parent, which I think is the best a parent can do, to just help your children when they are now grown up. First of all, that take that step out into standing on one's own feet in life, but knowing that you have, you know, our parent support here whenever you need it. But now, yes, go out in the world and live your life. But then. And then to see the children, the youngsters, finding their own way and being happy living like that, not having been sucked into following someone else's way that, you know, you're supposed to follow, because then you make a lot of money or you will become popular or whatever. But then, you know, to live life wisely. And yes, if there within is the, appears the big questions, you know, who am I? Who is God? What is this world? You know, these big questions, I mean, they shouldn't be considered to be strange or odd questions. They should be the question. That's the first thing you should learn about in school. So if I'm saying education, yeah. Phew. What Prabhupada did, managing to start all this, phew, it's quite wonderful. And now we just learn from the past and go into the future, learn from the good things, from the knowledge, from the experiences that prove to be the right ones and the good ones, and just move on. And I would say keeping in mind, which is what's really, to me, the beacon to follow. It's, you know, our Prabhupada and the Acharya, the wisest I have found. And what they want, what, you know, the mission they gave us, to me that mission, I don't know about you, but to me that mission is my life. But to see what they really, really wanted. They wanted to just help all the people on earth to revive their loving relationship with God and to each other. Which means peace on earth, which means solution to the all the problems we are struggling so much with now. Dharma. Not Hinduism. Not some cultural or religious persuasion work. But, you know, sharing the good things with those who want to with those who like it. So I would say, I mean, this ISKCON movement, or someone said, ISKCON, with all thy faults, I love thee. But yes, many of us, including yours truly, may sometimes talk like this, that yes, ISKCON is not what it used to be, for good or for bad. And some can identify with it as now and find a role inside. Some prefer to visit now and then the temples. But again, that's how it's supposed to be. You're, you know, me being a Vaishnava, mine and yours being a Vaishnava is not about where you live or what group you hang out with. It is how you are at heart, and me. So, yeah. If we see it that way, then things, this movement, this what Prabhupada planted, is it's going to grow and bloom and flourish and become very, very beautiful. I'm sure of that. And how can I be sure of that? Well, because back in those days, as wacky as we were, most of us were sincere. You had to be, you know, you didn't just, you know, shave off your long, nice hair and walk around in pink bed sheet. For nothing, you know, it was a big commitment for us. And those who did it, either they were a little crazy or they were very serious, and often they were both. Serious to change life. You know, because we were so wild in the 60s, 70s that many of us hit the wall, you know, it doesn't work. And what is going on here with life? There were these questions. So you just got into it, and therefore I saw something very real there. Again, wacky, sometimes dysfunctional, but surprisingly functional. But a reality, how it could be. And we tried to, because Prabhupada had just been here and he kind of pushed everything into that shape. Where we do, and it's very smart, because then he kind of just pushed us into all that. And here, this is how you look, this is how you behave. And by doing it, by living as, you know, Vaishnavas, living this way, you can, hopefully, that's how he hoped, become Vaishnavas by acting in that way. Very smart. But yet, no, you can also act and only act. So it was a smart way to start. But I'd say that as time went on, it became more and more, and it is now very obvious that the change has to be there in the heart, and that's most important. So, yeah. All glories to the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. Hare Krishna.